The state of Hawaii is happy to present itself as a haven of ethnic diversity and equality of opportunity as represented by its public schools. But a new study of ethnic inequality in public education by a professor in the Ethnic Studies Department at UH Manoa concludes that while the diversity is there, the equality is not. The two ethnic groups that are most widely represented in the public schools are the least present at UH Manoa. Jonathan Okamura is the author of the study, and he joins us in our studio. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
What were the kind of things that you measured in order to draw your conclusions?
Well, my arguments are based on underrepresentation of minorities, particularly Filipino Americans and Native Hawaiians, the two largest groups in our public school system.
Mm-hmm.
And at Manoa particularly, they're very much underrepresented. Native Hawaiians, for example, 26% of public school students, but only 14% at Manoa. The two groups are better represented at the community colleges, at Hilo and West Oahu, but not at Manoa, and they've never been, I would argue, proportionately represented at that campus.
Well, what can be done?
Well, as I say in my report, the issue is one of underfunding of both the public school system, K-12, and the UH system. So at the UH system, particularly Manoa, the response to the underfunding from the state legislature is to raise tuition. And over the years, tuition has been raised to about $11,000 per year now at Manoa for resident undergraduate students. And it's had this impact of declining enrollment in the past 6 years, including this fall semester, even though the administration did not increase tuition at all this semester from the previous year. The first time in 17 years something like this has happened. And the reason for it, they finally realized that tuition had reached a point where the parents of kids from Hawaii cannot afford to send their own child to the university.
$11,000 a year takes a serious bite out of most any middle-class income.
Sure, certainly with the high cost of living we have here in Hawaii, and particularly for housing. And it has been the response of the university, as I said, to raise tuition. So the previous tuition cycle from 2006 to 2012 raised tuition $816 each year. And subsequently, from 2012, we've had six consecutive years of enrollment declines at Manoa, particularly of resident undergraduates.
It's difficult to compare Hawaii to any other state because we have an entirely different and probably much more varied ethnic mix than any other, yeah?
Well, one of the issues when it comes to the K-12 system is that we have the only statewide school district in the nation.
That's what's different, yeah.
Yeah. But because of that, that should provide for greater equality, because in California, where property taxes provide the bulk of school funding and the state is divided into numerous school districts, that's almost a guarantee of educational inequality. A student living in Beverly Hills obviously is going to get a better public education than if you're going to school in South Central LA.
Sure, sure. Well, with the system set up in ways that are, and I'm sure specifically designed to avoid inequality, to what do you attribute this?
Underfunding from the legislature. Consistently underfunding our public school systems. And there have been studies to establish that the underfunding is at a level such that the public schools do not provide even an adequate education to our students.
After a while, doesn't that become part of a whole educational culture?
I think it has become a practice, certainly at the at the legislature, to underfund the public schools. They don't respond in ways that would address the persistent problems, such as the teacher shortage. This can be attributed to the low salaries, comparatively, of our public school teachers, which results in a high turnover rate of teachers leaving the public schools for alternative kinds of employment. So each year in August when the public schools open, there's always a shortage, several hundred teachers who are needed in the public schools. That figure is even after emergency hire teachers have been employed. Those who lack any degree in education, have just a bachelor's degree, nonetheless, they're put into a classroom and they have 3 years to earn a teaching certificate, but with no training necessarily in the area in which they're teaching.
When you've raised tuition for higher education and underfunded public education, secondary school education, by the effect is to create an underclass.
Well,
in a sense, right?
Well, not so much. I don't focus so much on class terms. I see this as an issue of ethnic inequality that particular groups.
An underclass tied to ethnicity.
Oh, definitely, yeah. There's certainly a very close relation between class and ethnicity in Hawaii, as there was historically between class and race. But that has certainly emerged as an issue in Hawaii in terms of this underclass, people who are underemployed, for example, or whose options are limited to service work or sales work in Hawaii, given the nature of economy, our dependence on tourism.
In the plantation days, it was very much in the interests of society as a whole to maintain a class of, you know, service workers who didn't have to be educated past a certain point. I'm wondering if that created a kind of pervasive culture in public education.
Well, and I wouldn't necessarily say that, because after the war, through the Union, the ILWU in particular, the rise to power of the Democratic Party, they instilled more values regarding racial equality.
Yeah. And
although over the decades that emphasis has declined, I don't see the Democratic Party as being the same party in the 50s and the 60s that was much greater concerned with racial equality, with economic reform and social justice. The party, as most voters in Hawaii, have become much more centrist in orientation.
Have we become somewhat complacent?
I think so. We allow our legislators to continue to underfund the public schools, despite the $1 billion surplus last legislative session and the $1 billion surplus at the end of the most recent fiscal year. There's no excuse at this point for underfunding the public schools. The money is there. I can't consistently blame them, though they did give increased salaries to the public school teachers.
Well, the trouble with any mention of a surplus is there are an awful lot of – it's get in line for that money, because there are an awful lot of other needs awaiting, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, if we had a state legislature here, a member of the education committees, either in the Senate or the House, they would be saying to me, public education isn't the only problem. You should see all the people come to us. We've got the homelessness problem.
Yeah, exactly.
And they would raise these issues. But my response would be public education has to be made a priority. There's a huge constituency of the parents of the 181,000 public school students that they should be paying closer attention to.
Well, thanks very much for talking with us about your study. We're going to be hearing more about it, I'm sure. Thank you.
Oh, thanks very much.
Jonathan Okumura is a professor in the Ethnic Studies Department at UH Manoa and the author of Unequal Opportunity, Ethnic Inequality in Public Education in Hawaii, which was recently published by the Hawaii State Teachers Association. The study will be posted on the conversation page at hawaiipublicradio.org.